Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm not Linda Swain. VOCM's Jerry Lynn Mackey here filling in today for On Target. And it's an exciting show we have ahead of us this afternoon. Walter Schroeder is the founder of the Dominion Bond Rating Service. It's a global credit rating service that rates creditworthiness of borrowers and issuers by rating their debt and other securities. The Schroeder family sold the company back in 2014, and since, Walter and his partner Maria have become philanthropists who have an aggressive plan to donate $500 million in a very short time. Schroeder recently visited the province as part of his investment in Tara Bruce Productions, which is headed up by musician and businessman Bob Hallett. I sat down with Walter Schroeder at the Tara Bruce Studios in St. John's to find out how his family foundation curates the causes they support. Things quickly take a political turn here, though, as Schroeder reveals his disdain for the federal equalization formula, and he goes on to offer his take on the rate mitigation deal that was announced back in July.
We got a diversified portfolio, and I've got experience. I was an insider. The SEC deemed me an insider with about as many as 1,000 companies in the world. So I got to know the industries and the companies, and I couldn't invest in any stocks or bonds and didn't for 40 years. But when we sold it, now I'm free. So I've got a pretty good knowledge, and then we've got some pretty good important people that know what they're doing working for us. So it's a combination of that and trying to do a lot of philanthropy. We've got a major philanthropy that we're running right now. My aim, and we'll fulfill it soon, is to go away between $300 and $500 million to charity. So I'm working heavily. I'm aiming for $500. I'm aiming to give $500 million away and do it quick. Like, not a endowment. This is going to be quick. We're in the process right now of giving $150 million to the Canadian health system. We're buying a shell of a building that we're going to complete and working with two big Toronto hospitals, where the hospitals do the work, improving and equipping it with 8 operating rooms and some up-to-date equipment. I'm trying to do that in the next 18 months. So, like, it's not a 30-year deal. We're trying to give away money quickly and help Canadian Health, because we think we can bring elective surgeries down. We think we can do 8,000 to 10,000 electric orthopedic surgeries a year, which is equal to a high proportion of what's done in Toronto right now with the Toronto Orthopedic Hospitals. We've got some ideas that we're working with another hospital for cancer. I'm putting a major effort in. The other thing we're doing, and we're investing right now, it's probably somewhere close to about $3 million a year. That's to help the Indigenous people in Winnipeg. We got a major program. We've been at it now for 4 years, and we literally turned one of the biggest Indigenous high schools around in terms of both the teachers and the pupils. We feed right now about 600 Indigenous. We've taken over the cafeteria, and we're feeding 200 students free or subsidized meals. And we're sponsoring, to the University of Manitoba alone, 60 full-time people. So we're putting a major effort into helping in philanthropy the less fortunate, but especially the Indigenous. And we've got a program there. We're using a combination of Paul Martin. We're working with David Johnson, the minister, and we're also working with, I guess, many of the Indigenous community in Winnipeg to try and help the Indigenous side. The other side we're working with and would like to help is Newfoundland, because based off my experience, which is also having been an insider in virtually every phases of this, we think Newfoundland's near bankrupt, and that as soon as this election's over, Newfoundland's going to need a minimum $15 billion to get out of Muskrat Falls, and we can prove that. Newfoundland needs some reciprocity for being thrown under the bus with equalization. Equalization, for example, is what's considered welfare for provinces. Poor provinces are supposed to get it. So the question I've got is, how come Newfoundland, after all these years, is considered, until 2019, was considered a half province. BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Newfoundland were the half provinces, which meant they did not get equalization. What I'd dearly like to do, and I could never figure it out. I've worked, and I was probably one of the most knowledgeable people about equalization. What I can't understand is why Justin Trudeau, in 2018, threw, in effect, Newfoundland under the bus when he extended the old formula, which meant Newfoundland for five more years would not get equalization. And even in 2018, 2019, you could see signs of Newfoundland heading towards bankruptcy with the amount of debt they had. I just don't understand how anybody could do that. In 2018, without any consultation with any of the provinces, he just extended the formula five more years. And that, to my mind, is just totally unjustified. Because if any province needed it, of the 10 provinces, Newfoundland is easily the weakest. And that's based off 35 years of being an insider of this whole thing. And the conclusion that they're going bankrupt is also based off 35 years' experience working with all the provinces. So equalization was a very, very, very bad issue. But I think the most flagrant that somehow I'd like to see clarified before this election is over is the bailout for Muskrat Falls, which is, I think, totally fallacious. The way it stands right now, and what Ottawa did with Muskrat Falls, is they announced that Newfoundland was getting $5.2 billion. They said $3.2 billion of that is going to be the Hibernia royalties that we, the federal government, get. And the federal government owns 8.5% of it. And then they said, we'll give another $2 billion, but that $2 billion is almost a loan equivalent. The preferred shares have got to be paid back. That's a loan. Equity is forever. Preferred shares, debt, has got to be repaid. So that billion is just another loan. And then they gave Newfoundland another extension on a loan. When you're into a bankruptcy, the thing you need is upfront cash. You got to restructure the debt that's out there. What Newfoundland got out of this was $111 million. Out of a debt, out of a problem that's $15 billion. Now, this $15 billion is going to hit after the election. And everybody's using the $5.2 billion, but that $5.2 billion is really $111 million up front. And over 35 years, they're going to get the rest of it. But when you're in bankruptcy, you need cash right away. Newfoundland needs cash right now. Newfoundland has got far too much debt. They need cash now. It's got to be restructuring a debt. And so a solution for Newfoundland is not to give them $5.2 billion, which is really $100 million. But it means Newfoundland's got to be bailed out of $15 billion, not $100 billion, which is what we're seeing right now.
That's Walter Schroeder, philanthropist and founder of the Dominion Bond Rating Agency. I'm Jerrilyn Mackey. Coming up on On Target, as a self-proclaimed political insider, Schroeder offers some tough medicine for the Muskrat Falls boondoggle.
Weekdays on VOCM, it's Open Line with your host, Patty Daly. Join the conversation each morning from 9 a.m. to noon on your VOCM. We get people talking.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome back to On Target on VOCM. I'm Jerrilyn Mackey, and today we're hearing from philanthropist and the creator of the Dominion Bond Rating Service, Walter Schroeder. Schroeder was recently in the province as part of a creative investment. He's calling on the federal government to answer for what he sees as a lopsided equalization formula, and he believes the province is teetering towards bankruptcy. But Schroeder has solutions to offer, starting with what he calls the nuclear option.
Put Muskrat Falls into conservatorship and hold it for Newfoundland until the year 2041, which is when Churchill Falls ends. Now, the federal government guaranteed $8 billion of Newfoundland debt. And we said here in this program that we ran in 2019, Newfoundland should use a nuclear option right now. Voluntarily default on that $8 billion, the federal government has got 5 days to make good on the principal and interest, and they got to take it over. So if Ottawa isn't going to restructure this right, give it to them. Default on it. We call that the nuclear option. Secondly, Newfoundland's got about $5 billion invested in equity in Muskrat Falls. And what the federal government's got to do to help Newfoundland, which has far too much debt, is buy Muskrat Falls and buy that whole thing for the $5 billion and take over that $8 billion in debt that they've guaranteed, take that back. Keep it till the year 2041. Sell it back to Newfoundland then. Because if they don't do that, what's going to happen is Newfoundland's going to run out of cash. They haven't got the cash. They've got a structural deficit now that's easily $2 billion. And they just can't afford it. It reminds me of Dome Petroleum between 81 and 1990 when Dome Petroleum tried what they did. They had too much debt. And ultimately, they have to get rid of the debt to restructure. And that's what's going to happen here. So taking over Muskrat Falls, giving Newfoundland the money it takes right now to make up for the lack of equalization. Newfoundland is losing now 1.2 to 1.4 billion a year on equalization, which they should be getting. And the reason they're not is because Ottawa in 2018 extended the old formula, which still kept Newfoundland out of it. The other strange thing is, having worked with government for 35 years, I was led to understand by the civil servants that the way the formula to calculate equalization was created in such a way to keep Quebec in Confederation. Everyone nodded and blinked and said, yeah, fine, we got to do it. So for years, it worked, and it helped keep Canada together, so it was probably a good thing. But now Newfoundland is a casualty of this. This situation with equalization, there's got to be an equalization adjustment. Quebec is justified in getting a good chunk of the equalization because they are weaker, but Newfoundland is not justified in being shut out. Leave Quebec where it is, but adjust Newfoundland and give them that 1.2 to 1.4 billion to your 2041. And that's what Newfoundland needs. So Newfoundland needs two things. One is they've got to be taken out of Muskrat Falls. That solves a $15 billion problem. And two, they've got to be given 1.2 to 1.4 billion in equalization equivalents till the year 2041. Another funny story. I was involved as an insider with the Canadian governments for 35 years. And we were right in the middle of the 1993 bankruptcy of Saskatchewan. The good people in Saskatchewan, as they told me, was, yes, we were on the plane. We were on the plane to Ottawa to try and restructure because we had too much short-term debt. We couldn't repay it. And we were going to default. And at the last minute, Don Mazankowski, acting for Brian Mulroney, gave what was termed, I'll put it this way, Mazankowski told me, he said, we gave Saskatchewan $1 billion. And just tracing it back, I think it was basically done with an extension by the Bank of Canada. The Bank of Canada helped bail out Saskatchewan. And they did it just in time. So the question I've got right now is what Ottawa has done out to Newfoundland is they've given them, with the Atlantic Accord, they gave them the equivalent of everything from Hibernia. They gave it to them once in 2019. Now, recently, they gave them the same $3.2 billion from Muskrat Falls, from Churchill Falls, but yet again. So in the restructuring that they've done right now, they've given Newfoundland, Churchill, the equivalent of $3.2 billion from Hibernia twice. And I don't know if they know that they gave it to them once, but they gave it to them again. So that's why that $5.2 billion restructuring that's been done right now is a total mystic. Now, how do they do it twice? So to offset that, the solution is they've got to take over Muskrat Falls from Newfoundland. It's the only way out for Newfoundland. And they've got to give them a $1.2 to $1.4 billion to the year 2041 equivalent to justify the fact that the Newfoundland in 2018 was denied getting equalization. But back to the Saskatchewan story, with Don Mazankowski bragging that we gave Saskatchewan $1 billion. And that was a Conservative government helping out an NDP government. The question I have is, why can't a Liberal government in Ottawa now not help out a Liberal province? In the last three elections, 20 of 21 seats went to Liberal candidates. So why can't Trudeau give Newfoundland right now what's considered an honest settlement? And there's facts and figures here to prove it. I'd like Justin Trudeau to justify this to the people of Newfoundland, that if they've supported him for 20 out of 21 candidates in the last three elections, why does he give them what's considered a false type of settlement for Muskrat Falls, which no one has questioned yet because no one knows the details. It's very complex. But why don't people look at the facts? Why don't people just see what's happened here and how much of a misstatement this settlement, this $5.2 billion to Newfoundland, really is? Because it doesn't exist. And it's a fair settlement is needed for Newfoundland.
That's Walter Schroeder, philanthropist and founder of the DBRS. I'm Jerry Lynn Mackey. Up next on Target, Schroeder takes aim at leadership, both federal and provincial.
The workday winds down with Greg Smith in the drive. Get up to speed on the day's events and current traffic, weather, and community updates each weekday afternoon on your VOCM.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome back to On Target. I'm Jerry Lynn Mackey. Today we're hearing from the founder and former owner of the Dominion Bond Rating Service, Walter Schroeder. The Schroeder Foundation has plans to donate some $500 million to different charitable causes over an 18-month period. During a recent visit to St. John's, I sat down with Schroeder to get his take on things in this province. He has harsh criticism for the Liberal leader, Justin Trudeau, but seems to empathize with Premier Andrew Fury's situation. Here's more hot takes from my sit-down interview with Walter Schroeder.
Well, I've got a lot of admiration for Andrew Fury. I think he's in a difficult position because if he was hard-nosed right now, he would use a nuclear option for Newfoundland. The right thing for him to do is to use a nuclear option and take those $8 billion in bonds, default on them voluntarily, and stick it to Ottawa. If Ottawa doesn't give him a better deal. But he's conflicted because his father is the head of the Senate. And Trudeau, look at Trudeau. Trudeau's proven to be a big bully. Look how many people he's fired. He got involved with the WE incident. He got involved with SNC-Lavalin. He got involved with the Aga Khan. Like everything he's done involves controversy, involves something hidden, something improper, and he's been censored for it. He's fired so many people. Jane Philpott quit on him. His environmental minister quit on him. The people at WE, I mean, he gave them over $900 million. You know, we're involved with Indigenous people in Winnipeg right now, and we're feeding about 600 of them. They're starving. And then to turn around and give $943 million to a flippant cause like a bunch of volunteer high school students and university students that are going to go out and do some good, and to pay them $43 million, I mean, how can he answer to that? Does he lack moral integrity? Is there something moral integrity-wise with his personality that prevents him from doing the right thing? And why does everything he does end up in a quasi-scandal? And now he's throwing Newfoundland under the bus. He did it with equalization in 2018. And what's wrong with the guy? And the people believe him. I cannot believe that a person of his moral integrity can be a Prime Minister of Canada. How can he justify that? How does he justify doing what he does? I think the best Prime Minister we had, I've been involved with all of them as an insider, the best one was John Chrétien and Paul Martin. I think they did wondrous things. They saved Canada in 1995. And what they did in 1995 was they did what was right for Canada. What I'm seeing right now is lack of moral integrity. A person that gets up and wants to buy an election. Why are we having an election right now? It makes no sense. We're sitting here with masks. This is Justin Trudeau. I was an insider with some of the conservative governments with Harper. They said Harper was a bully. He was a centralist. But nobody is a centralist like Justin Trudeau. He's a centralist. He's fired everybody. If he doesn't agree with them, he fires them. What happened to Morneau? Morneau tried to stand up to him. He's fired. Where did Morneau go? Morneau went and supposedly retired because he wasn't going to run again. He faded away. I think these people are afraid of Justin Trudeau. I think he's just a big bully, and he's misleading the Canadian people, and he's thrown Newfoundland under the bus with equalization and with the settlement on Muskrat Falls. This Muskrat Falls settlement is a disgrace. It's a misconception. There's no truth in it at all. And so how can he justify that? And I'd like him to answer to the Canadian people in Newfoundland why they should vote for him when he's got so many degrees of deception after deception, and then calling an election here in the middle of the COVID. I mean, is that a form of lack of moral integrity on his part? And what's wrong with the guy? And he gets away with it. And people like him and they vote. He smiles, he bobs and weaves. You know, what's happened with Truth and Reconciliation? We're involved with the Indigenous. We're feeding them. They're starving. We're feeding over 600 of them right now. They're starving. We deliver it daily. We deliver it every week. Care packages. We're feeding students. And then to turn around and to flitter and give a cause, give money to every cause. And what about Truth and Reconciliation? He was going to solve that. Now, where's Truth and Reconciliation now? I'd like to see him justify that. I just don't understand how he's got so much lack of moral integrity. There's no moral integrity there. If I was in Newfoundland, I'd vote for Andrew Furry. If I had to run again, of all the prime ministers, I've seen them all in my insider days, I'd vote for Jean Chrétien and Paul Martin. But I question what Justin Trudeau is doing here and his total deception. And everything he ends up doing is a scandal. Look at his trip across India. Look at his eulogy for Castro. And he gets away with it and people forget. And he bobs and he weaves and he ducks and he prologues Parliament so he doesn't have to justify his actions. And then he tries and calls an election and tries to sneak one through past the Canadian public. I'd like to ask the question, where's his moral integrity? And if he can answer that, that should be the election issue here. Because I'm somewhat upset at seeing what he's done. I'd like to see him justify what his position is and answer that instead of bobbing and weaving as he does.
That's Walter Schroeder, philanthropist and founder creator of the Dominion Bond Rating Service, which his family sold back in 2015. I'm Jerry Lynn Mackey. Up next on Target, Schroeder boils down the crux of his position and makes one more significant recommendation for the people of the province to consider.
Saturday morning, join us for the Irish Newfoundland Show. Send your request to irishnl@vocm.com or submit them online at vocm.com.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome back to VOCM's On Target. I'm not Linda Swain. Jerry Lynn Mackey here with you on this beautiful afternoon. Walter Schroeder is the founder of the Dominion Bond Rating Service. It's a global credit rating agency that rates creditworthiness of borrowers and issuers by rating their debt and other securities. The Schroeder family sold the company, and since, Walter and his partner Maria have become philanthropists, and they give to a wide array of causes. Schroeder was recently in St. John's as part of his investment in Tara Bruce Productions, which is headed up by musician and businessman Bob Hallett. Here, Schroeder doubles down on his financial recommendations for Newfoundland and Labrador, and he suggests that the province's best path forward begins with, quote, forgiving Quebec.
Andrew Furry says $47 billion in debt. The Green Commission said $43 billion. Take that to GDP. GDP of Newfoundland is about $32.5 billion. It's serious. Over 125% debt to the GDP base. That's roughly three times any other province. It's dire. And where does Newfoundland sit in terms of equalization? So let Justin just answer one thing about equalization. Why did he renew the equalization formula, which comes up 5 years, every 5 years it comes up for renewal? Why did he throw Newfoundland under the bus by extending it? And did he even know or care about it? And then how does he come back to Newfoundland people and ask them to vote for him? It's totally wrong, totally wrong. It cannot be justified. And if he believes in that, let him justify it. I'll challenge him to it. Justify that. Justify what you did to Newfoundland under equalization.
What's the likelihood, do you think, that it'll be turned around, it'll change so that it's more in the favor for Newfoundland and Labrador?
Well, they're going to have to do it. The reason that equalization is off base is the means that they took to justify equalization. Equalization is based off fiscal tax collections now. And that, as I said, was done really to keep Quebec into Confederation. That was, working as an insider, one of the blink things that they did for Quebec. And it was good. It worked. It kept Canada in Confederation. But what they got to worry about now is Newfoundland was odd man out. Newfoundland has hurt more than any other province with the way that equalization is handled today. Of course, Justin extended that for 5 years. And some out of all this, to reciprocate, he should do two things. One is take over Muskrat Falls entirely, hold it for Newfoundland to buy back in 2041, and change the equalization, give him $1.2 billion. Because if he doesn't do it, there's a dire thing here for Newfoundland. Furry and others are negotiating this right now, because the only way out now is for Newfoundland to give up their ownership of Churchill Falls. And I strongly urge Newfoundlanders not to do that, because that's where Trudeau is taking Newfoundland right now. And Quebec is going to end up with Churchill Falls and Newfoundland Falls. And they're talking about giving Newfoundland Falls or taking Churchill Falls and maybe have Quebec give us 3.1 cents a kilowatt hour. You know that 1989, in SEC filings, Quebec estimated in 1989 dollars that the value of Churchill Falls was $250 billion. So that's equivalent to $400 billion today. So it's a one-sided contract, but, you know, that's fine. We're over that. And what I'd like to see Newfoundland do is work with Hydro-Québec and work with Quebec now in terms of developing possibly eventually the lower Churchill. And there's five rivers also in Labrador and Quebec that also can be developed jointly. I'd like to see Newfoundlanders not really try and sue Quebec or conflict with Quebec, but work with Quebec. They're going to have to work with Quebec. Your neighboring provinces, you've got something in common. So forgive Quebec for what they did to you in 1966, 67, and work with them. Hydro-Québec is also one of the best-run utilities in the world. They're honorable people, so work with Quebec on this. You know, don't work against them for Newfoundlanders.
What's the likelihood that, you know, do you think that that can happen?
Sure, I think it can happen because of economic necessity. Quebec needs it. Newfoundland needs it. They're developing green power. It makes a lot of sense and makes a lot of sense for government. You know, one of the things that also I'd like to see with the carbon tax is hospitals are in dire need right now. The elective surgery list is excessive. It's over 2 years for orthopedic operations. And why not turn the collections from the carbon tax into hospitals, give it to each province respectively, allow them to develop their hospitals and put it into health, because health right now is very, very badly underfunded. And if you take Newfoundland, you know, the Liberals gave Newfoundland as daycare. When you look at daycare, Newfoundland's population is going down. They estimate you're going to lose 60,000 people by the year 2041, and you're getting older people. Newfoundland also has got a 15% higher average age, which means higher health costs. On the combination of this, what Newfoundland needs right now is not daycare, they need health care. 20% of people in this province haven't got a doctor, and it's getting worse. You're losing your specialists. They're moving out. Why not have a better health plan? Devote the carbon tax to health. Why give it back to people that get $500 and pots it away? That's equivalent to three restaurant meals if they can get there. Instead of that, turn that into health and let people that are 70, 80, 90 potentially get the better health care and not have to wait for 2, 3, 4 years in pain if they need an orthopedic operation. So the carbon tax into health care instead of back to the people in little driblets would be the other solution that I advocate, especially for Newfoundland. Newfoundland doesn't need daycare. They need health care. You need doctors. You got an older population. The young guys seem to be leaving at a clip of 5,000 to 7,000 a year. Why not get health care instead of daycare? And Liberals are offering you daycare. Great if you have enough people having kids here, which they're not, because people here seem to have trouble having children because they can't afford it. Health care over daycare for Newfoundland as well.
That's Walter Schroeder. He's a philanthropist and founder-creator of the Dominion Bond Rating Service, which his family did sell back in 2015. He calls himself a political insider, and he's got a lot of hot takes on this province's situation. I'm Jerry Lynn Mackey. I hope you enjoyed today's edition of On Target. Have a great afternoon.